Hello, hello. Welcome to Minds on Mushrooms, where we're unveiling the magic behind psychedelics for mental health and addiction. I'm your host, Maggie Kirkwood. Thank you so much for joining today. I am pumped. I've got the co-founders of Troop, who make mushroom functional mushroom gummies. And I'm so excited to learn more and see how your products can potentially enhance and help so many people that are interested and curious in learning more about helping their mental health. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks so much for having us, Maggie.
Yes.
I'm excited to be here.
Wonderful. I guess let's kind of start out. I like to talk about everyone's journey and how you are here where you are today with Troop. And I'd love to hear kind of your stories.
Yeah, definitely. So my journey with mushrooms actually started with psychedelic mushrooms. I took them a long time ago and kind of had like the stereotypical trip with my friends, and it was really fun and exciting. And I kind of just left it at that. And I had tried it a few years later, had a similar experience, and then ended up trying microdosing as well. And that was really cool, but I didn't really do it intentionally. And then a few years later, during COVID, I was laid off from my job in hospitality. And Jake had simultaneously gotten into a ski accident and had to go home with his parents to recover. And I should also start with the fact that Jake is my cousin.
Oh, okay.
So we go way back. I sometimes forget to say that some people don't know that we're cousins.
I was going to ask if you had any children. I'm glad that you
asked. Yeah. You go way back.
Yeah. And, we want to make shirts that say, this is my cousin.
All right. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. So he had to move in with his parents to recover from his leg surgery. And I offered to come move in with them, help take care of his leg since I'm super close with his family. And during that time, I read this book about mushrooms, and I didn't realize that they were actually beneficial for you. They're not just fun and have these cool experiences, but they can actually help you rewire your brain and heal trauma. And I was just so fascinated by it. And then I learned about functional mushrooms too. And I asked Jake if he wanted to start growing mushrooms with me. So we started growing mushrooms in the closet. And the rest is kind of history. I'll let Jake touch on that as well and share his story.
Wow. I love it. And I love that you're cousins. That's
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely
family run.
Yeah. Not a lot of people. I don't think I've ever heard of a cousin run business. Definitely siblings and maybe parents with their kids, but I don't think I've ever heard of cousins. So,
well, way to be trailblazers on yeah. more than one front. Yeah, yeah, Jake, I'd like to hear. Well, first of all, who's older? Just curious.
I'm older.
All right, nice. Yeah, let's hear from you, Jake. How, if you have anything to add, that is.
Yeah. I kind of have a similar story. Like, I had tried psychedelic mushrooms maybe like once or twice before, I think once before COVID hit. And it was really fun and I had a great time. But it was not like this life-changing experience that I later had when I explored it further. I grew up on the other side of like Western science and like very much like, if we, you know, I was like, if it's not studied in double blind research, then it can't be real. It can't be good for you. And I kind of believed the propaganda that they sold us when we were back then, that these are bad for you and they're not good for your brain and this and that. So yeah, when we discovered that not only are they not bad for you, but they're actually good for you, very big shift happened. And that was all during COVID. Like Stephanie said, I got into a really bad ski accident. I was immobilized and had to move home with my parents. And I was always like into entrepreneurship. And at the time, my business basically collapsed because COVID was happening. My leg was broken. It was a really challenging time, but then we discovered mushrooms and we started to get really into them, and we were growing them and we were sharing them with our community and we were exploring them and their benefits. And it was just like this magical awakening. Mm-hmm. And really the reason we started Troop was because honestly, we wanted to share them with our community. And you know, when we were sharing mushrooms with our community, people were like, didn't want to take a powder or like dried mushrooms. So we were like, what do we do to make this easier? And even for myself, I want it to be easier. So that's when we came up with the gummy, and we were like, we actually checked the market first if we could take these products in a gummy, because we didn't like the powders or the tinctures. And me having come from like this like Western backed science, I was very turned off by like the very woo-woo health and wellness like scene. I was very like not into the like hippie, like just go live in the forest and whatever earthy stuff. So we wanted to create a product that kind of spoke to more people on my side who wanted to take these mushrooms but didn't want to like mix this horrible powder into your morning ritual smoothie that, you know, like I didn't even have. So I had no way of taking like the mushroom. So we decided to create the first mushroom gummy. And yeah, so that's when we really became so passionate about what we were doing, and we just went really hard on creating this product.
Okay. So I have a couple questions for you. So with functional mushrooms, which ones for you, Jake, were, what was it? You said you had had some psychedelic experiences that weren't very profound, but you know, still what they were. What was it, a functional mushroom in particular that excited you or changed you, or what was, I'd like to hear about some of your favorite functional mushrooms and the benefits that, you know, you're excited that they provide.
Sure. Yeah. I was excited by lion's mane.
Okay.
For sure, because I have ADHD and it's something that I've dealt with my whole life. And I was prescribed Adderall at a really young age, which, you know, should be illegal, but they're still doing it. And the challenges I faced because of the Adderall and my experience of like not being able to focus, and then that led to like insomnia from anxiety, and I had all these issues, and I would take Adderall and it would like, it would solve one problem with the focus, and then I could like be a robot in school and I can get all my work done and get the test done and blah, blah, blah. But then I couldn't sleep for multiple days. I was anxious afterwards. Everything would kind of like spiral out of control after taking it. And I couldn't get like regulated again. So lion's mane was really powerful for that, that I could take something for focus.
Wow.
And it wasn't like a nuke. It was like just like a level focus that, you know, didn't completely rewrite my whole like routine and everything. That was really powerful. And then also reishi was probably my favorite. And it is because I faced insomnia, like anxiety related insomnia for so many years. And reishi really, really helped with that. I take reishi at night and I feel this like deep sense of relaxation, calm in my body physically. And it helps me sleep. It helps me relax. And that has been just a huge game changer.
Wow. I got to ask you the same stuff. Any favorites for you and why?
Yeah, I also choose lion's mane because it also, aside from the points that Jake mentioned, it helps shield your brain from cognitive decline and symptoms from aging. And they're also studying it as a potential treatment for neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. and dementia runs in my family. So that has always been something that's kind of been in the back of my mind. So if I could take something every day to help mitigate that risk, then that was really powerful for me. And I also love learning about other mushrooms like turkey tail and maitake, because they're already being used in Japan, for instance, for in conjunction with other cancer treatment therapies to help treat cancer. So these are super powerful mushrooms that can actually help slow the growth of cancer.
On one of my earlier podcasts, my guest was Amy Chanel. She's a breast cancer survivor. But yeah, she basically had to talk her doctor into allowing her to have turkey tail mushrooms. Yeah. And she was explaining to me, the same overseas or in Asia, like it's just a natural practice. And seems to be a shame to be like missing out on on something like that. But I'm just so glad that to hear you talk about it and normalize another plausible healing natural method. Yeah.
It seems like doctors here want to avoid anything not made in a lab.
Yeah. I have some questions too. So I got real into, I believe it's Rise mushroom coffee.
Yeah.
But then I was looking on the interwebs or seeing ads how some mushroom products are made way better, because I think it has to do with using the full-bodied fruit versus whatever else. Is there anything that you can talk about regarding your product? And how, or, you know, why it's better than others, or what are you guys proud of?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just to take a step backwards. So you're so right. There's a part of the mushroom called the fruiting body, which is the part that grows above the ground. And then underneath that underground is this root structure called mycelium. So when mushrooms are being cultivated, they need something to grow on. And it's usually some sort of starch or grain or rice in most cases. So the mycelium is growing on this rice. So a lot of companies, what they're doing is just taking this mycelium rice mixture, mixing it up and calling that a mushroom product. However, you're getting so much starch. And while the mycelium does contain benefits, it's so diluted when you're mixing it in with this starch. And also on the other hand, the fruiting body does contain the majority of the bioavailable compounds. It's more expensive to grow and it takes longer, but it is way more beneficial for you. So from the beginning, we've always been a fruiting body product, no mycelium or grain ever. And we have test results to prove this. So a lot of companies, they don't even have test results. So whenever someone is new to the industry and they're like, what should I get? What should I try? And I say, well, first, you want to make sure that your company is getting their mushrooms from the United States, because a lot of companies, it's a lot cheaper to have them imported from places like China, where there's less quality control and the mushrooms have been known to have contaminants in there. So you want to make sure that one, your products are made in the US, two, that they are fruiting body products. And then the last step, so the bioavailable compounds in the mushrooms are locked within those cell walls of the fruiting body and they need to be extracted out. Otherwise, if you don't do that, it's really hard for the body to digest. You might even get a stomach ache or something. Okay. So it's super important that you have a dual extraction, not only to alleviate those symptoms, but to actually make sure that it's doing its work and that your body can absorb it. So you want at least a hot water and an alcohol extraction. And we actually take that a step further. We do a triple extraction, and we have a patent pending on that method with our extraction company.
Wow.
So we went to create the gummy. We were like, it needs to be the most incredible mushroom product, but it also needs to be delicious and good for you. So then on the gummy side, we made sure that there were no high fructose corn syrup or dyes. It's vegan. We didn't want any artificial colors or anything like that. And then it had to be obviously so tasty. And we went back and forth with our formulators for over a year, just tweaking and making sure that this is, So now people tell us, they're like, it's almost too good. Like, we have to stop ourselves from taking more because they are so delicious.
Yeah.
And so when people tell me that, I feel like, okay, we've done our job here.
Well, oh my God. Good for you guys. That is such an accomplishment. And I mean, you can just tell that you believe in the process in which your products are made. And that is so important, and a lot for just like the average beginner, you know, person to understand. I don't fully understand with my mushroom coffees, but now I do.
Yeah.
And I'm somewhat of a mushroom freak. But anyway, thanks so much for clarifying that. And again, wonderful job. That's huge. And I want to come work for you.
You're welcome to come join the troop.
Yeah, you can be our media department.
Okay. So let's talk about, and I actually do have a little experience with this. When I first started microdosing, it was to quit drinking. And I was just having chocolate truffles for about a week. Then I started learning, you know, again, that mushrooms or psilocybin was helpful for healing. And so I started kind of feeling more comfortable and exploring more. But I wanted to kind of just, I don't know, with my microdosing practice, just take it very seriously. And so I started incorporating lion's mane and niacin. And it only lasted a couple weeks, probably because, I don't know, I can be a little bit lazy or something. But I do want to note that during the more, you know, just kind of taking it seriously, and I was journaling, and, you know, my microdosing practice was like phenom. I felt, I'm going to say, just more clarity with, I don't know. I think for me, I felt like the lion's mane definitely did play just a difference into that short couple weeks for me. So I have been promoting that idea, you know, that it's obviously psilocybin is just a tool. The work is on the human. But any sort of like additional, like, would you, I'd like you to speak about why you feel lion's mane. And I think Steph beforehand, you had mentioned reishi would be a good combination or in conjunction with microdosing. Can you guys talk to me about that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The term is called stacking. When you take multiple functional mushrooms or multiple mushrooms together, you're stacking them. So I agree. I love taking my microdoses with lion's mane, but as you mentioned, I also add in reishi. I feel that reishi for me is very grounding, and it helps just kind of take away any sort of stress. So I personally take reishi in the morning, and the microdose, it kind of just like balances it out for me. And it's just like a very, I don't know, it just, for me, it's such a mixture because you have the microdose and the lion's mane, which is kind of more up, and then you have the reishi, which is a little bit more grounding. So for me, it's just a really nice blend. And yeah, I have also been on testing out different microdosing regimens for a while. Mm-hmm. I used to do 5 days on, 2 days off, but then I also would take some mushrooms over the weekend. So I realized that was too much. So I do usually like 2 days on, 1 day off or something like that. And it's really interesting to note the changes and the effects that it's having. And when you do journal, I think it is really important to journal when you do start taking microdosing or mushrooms, because the changes can be a little bit subtle at first, but with mushrooms, the effects stack up and they compound over time. So if you start taking notes on all the little small things that are happening, after a month, you're going to see some really big changes. Mm. And the changes could be as small as, wow, I felt a little bit more creative today, or I actually didn't get annoyed by this situation that would normally really just kind of set me on a downward spiral or something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it's different for everyone. And as the industry has been growing, people are finding more and more uses for microdosing. Like migraines, I feel like is such a powerful one. And menstrual cramps is also mm-hmm. another really powerful one. Those can really hurt. So it's been really, really interesting to see all of this unfold.
It sure has. Especially with the podcast, you know, there's just so much interest. And something I speak about always is, especially in my, you know, everyone seems to have, in my case, my experience was profound, being able to just microdose and for the rest of my life, you know, rid myself of alcohol. So it's amazing to think about just the spectrum of benefits. All right. Are you a microdoser, Jake?
I have microdosed in the past for sure. I also am kind of the same way as you. I sometimes just forget to do it. And my routine just kind of like flows. Mm. My routine, definitely, I take lion's mane every single day.
Okay.
Honestly, because it's in a gummy, I keep it right here on my desk. Mm. So it's just so much easier to take. I'm sure when things change, the legality changes, and I can take a microdose gummy, I'll probably be doing that too. But yeah, for right now, I haven't been microdosing for a few months, but I do really enjoy it anytime I do. Mm-hmm. I am more of like a macro dose every few months type of person. I would take a larger dose, maybe like once every 3 months or so. Mm-hmm. And I feel like incredible clarity for all the months after I do it. I feel just like my brain fog is just like erased, and I'm just like sharp. I'm clear. I'm really, I know where I'm going, basically.
Yeah.
I
love to hear that. Yeah. I agree. And, I say all the time, I get a little myself fed up with the terms micro and macro dosing, because, it seems so definitive, or people who are curious are wanting to know what is, you know, and it's different for everybody and everybody. Right. But I love the idea of, starting small and slow, and just building off of the experiences and the trust that comes with taking the medicine, and room for self-exploration, because I think it's, it's on people to make the change, but to just kind of trust. And it's such a smart way. Again, I keep talking about alcohol, but for years I would just mask anytime there was an issue or a problem or a huge problems and death and grief. It was alcohol. And it was really for me starting to look into what does my brain kind of look like as a heavy drinker. And I started just seeing a depressed, brain and scans, and then learning about what mushrooms, functional and psychedelic, can do to our brains and create and reconnect new pathways and neuroplasticity, all of that. So that was like a big catalyst for me, because I think that, are you guys in California?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm up in Minnesota. So environmentally, I think people escape to the bars. Here in Wisconsin, you got, Packers and Vikings, and it's so ingrained in our culture.
Yeah.
So it's just been wonderful for me, and just kind of like this growing community around here. We're in Minneapolis, where our mayor, we're not decriminalized because that's the state level, but here in Minneapolis, it's been deprioritized, psychedelics for the use of mental health. So it's kind of exciting to be here. Are you guys excited to be in California? Like, where are you with everything?
I think you're actually a little bit more further ahead than we are. We have some cities in California do have it decriminalized, but not in LA where we are. They are pushing for therapeutic legalization, so to be able to use it in a therapeutic setting, but that is still in process.
Okay.
Although I will say, you could come to California and you wouldn't know it's illegal. because people are just straight up openly using it, openly distributing it, selling it. And what we think is it's insane. Mm. But it's pretty openly widely used out here.
Gotcha. I feel that we have our, pockets, but I think that the stigma is just still so prevalent, and just even having the conversation, even with functional mushrooms, there's so much mystery and, so it's great to have you, learn more. I'm interested. I love the name Troop. Can you talk to me more about how you guys branded with that name?
Yeah, I remember at the beginning, we had started the process of starting the company, and we were going back and forth on deciding on names, and nothing had really hit. And actually, one of my friends was like, "Have you ever thought of the name Troop?" Because Troop actually means a group of mushrooms that grows together. And it was like something that was almost right in front of our face, but we didn't see it.
Yeah.
I remember texting Jake and being like, "Oh my God, like, I think this is it." And he was like, "Yeah, I love it." And we were like, "Troop." And we're just like so excited about the name. And it works so well because not only is it a mushroom related name, but it's so authentic to who we are. This started as a project of us just sharing mushrooms with our community. Mm-hmm. And we are here basically of service to our community and to our troop. And we want to grow with our troop. So it just makes so much sense. And it was perfect.
That is a phenomenal story. And I also would like to say, at least with my journey at mushrooms, I feel that it's, these little nuggets of from the universe, the mushrooms align you with names and people and places. And that's a awesome story. I'm a big brand person. So you guys hit the jackpot and it feels good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Does anyone care to share maybe if there was a profound journey, healing journey, any sort of story that you'd be comfortable sharing? I'm trying to get listeners, just kind of real people, stories and happenstances. If you'd be willing to talk about any journeys, psychedelic or not, I guess, that'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. I think I could talk about that. I don't remember a specific journey. There was a period of time where we were kind of journeying a lot and, I don't remember a specific one, but it definitely changed my life, radically changed my life. And I feel the same way as you, Maggie. Like I say, it saved my life because I was just going down a path of I really had this whole ego situation built up for many years of chaotic childhood trauma. And I just was distancing myself more and more from the world. And in conjunction with therapy, it wasn't just the mushrooms, but doing these journeys with therapy. And I was also reading all these books, The Untethered Soul and all these things that just really broke me down. It broke me down, and the mushrooms helped so much in doing that. To break down these stories that I've always told about myself. And that allowed me to rebuild and become really who I actually was, is what I always say. It didn't make me a new person. It made me who I actually was without all of the bullshit on top.
I love that. The,
layers and layers of traumas and stories of protection that I've been using. Broke them down, which was extremely challenging to go through. But at the end of it, it was like, I felt like I went through like a metamorphosis, like, and became like my true self, and I could be my true self with everyone in the world. And it's like, it's amazing to be your true self.
Wow. I love how you define that and your explanation. I got the chills kind of, that was real special. Thank you so much. Yes. Do you have any things, Steph?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I also would do it mushrooms recreationally a lot as an alternative to alcohol. It kind of transformed our friend group because everyone started doing that, and there was so much more connection and so much better for your body. You feel so much better, and the experiences are so much more meaningful. And so I've had a lot of really beautiful moments there, but I've also done macrodoses solo by myself, where I've just gone in a room and either blindfolded or put headphones on and really just gone in. And I've done that several times. I just did it too, like a few weeks ago in my room. And those have been so interesting and have also changed my life in the way that I relate to myself. For me, the mushrooms always come back to love and to self-love. And I always have a moment with myself in the mirror and just like loving on myself, because I don't do that often enough. And when we are fully in tune and in line and in love with ourselves, then we can show up better as people to our community. And we are nicer and more gracious. And it's just completely transformative. So it's really helped me connect to myself and has helped me find a lot of answers in my life. And at that same time, I remember there was a few journeys where I've been looking for answers, and I'm like, oh, I'll just do mushrooms and it will come to me. It's gonna be great. And I have this now like really coy relationship with mushrooms. I don't really know how to explain it so well, but they're almost like so playful and mysterious. Like, we're not going to give you the answer, but we'll show you, like, you already know how to get there. And so now I'm realizing like I actually kind of don't need the mushrooms so much anymore as I used to, because the mushrooms expose what you already have inside of you. Mm. Sometimes it's harder to find, but I'm realizing now like I already know how to do this. Mm-hmm. So that has been really cool to find out.
Yeah, I appreciate all of that. And I can relate too. I think that for me, I mean, there was such a big part of just self-discovery, right? You know, how everything works or doesn't work, or what, for me, I felt also that same like playful or, you know, asking and receiving seems to be just what, light things and just enormous, you know, nuggets from the universe, I guess. But it, all I know is it's all so fascinating and magical. And I love connecting with other people who, you know, believe the same and have been affected so beneficially. It's so wonderful to hear your stories. And I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
I was going to say, so what's the best way? You guys have troop.com, is it? Or
trytroop.com.
Say that again, please.
Trytroop, TryTroop.com.
Awesome. And this is a visual podcast, so I'm going to probably be adding that information to the end of this episode. And then, yeah, I think that I've got some people definitely interested. I love the idea.
We created a promo code for your listeners, Minds on Mushrooms 20. Anyone can try 20% off. And we also have a money back guarantee, so it's a risk-free purchase.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. Well, I love it. Anything else? Do you guys have any fun vacations planned? Do you travel together?
Yeah.
You do? Cool.
Yeah. We're going, Jake's family is going on a vacation and I'm coming with.
Oh, lucky. Well, yeah. You enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's been so great. And Thank you for your time. And everybody, if you're interested, we're going to have more information on Troop Mushrooms, trytroop.com. Can't wait. I would love some samples.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll connect and let's stay connected too. I appreciate you guys. And we'll keep in touch.
Definitely. Thanks so much, Maggie.
Okay. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for watching and listening.
You can try Troop Functional Mushroom Gummies risk-free. Head on over to trytroop.com and enter code MindsOnMushrooms20 for 20% off.
For more information, please visit MindsOnMushrooms.com. Thank you for joining the journey.